Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Inside Leverage, your gateway to the fascinating realm of the Miami Dolphins. Join us as we delve deep into the team's dynamic Super Bowl journey. We invite you to share your most scorching takes, unwind, and relish in our captivating experiences.
Welcome back, Fins fans, to another episode of Miami Dolphins Inside Leverage. This is Coach, and I'm joined today with the rest of the crew as we have some news that just came out regarding off-season workout programs for the Miami Dolphins. Rookie minicamps start off this weekend coming up May 3rd through the 5th. Dolphins workouts program will begin on April 15th and includes 9 practices over May and June. The team will hold organized team practices, or otherwise known as OTAs, on May 20th and 21st, the 23rd, 28th and 29th, and the 31st. Also, mandatory minicamp will start on June 4th. I'm assuming that's a weekend of June 4th through the 6th. All right, guys, that being said, what rookies are you looking forward to seeing out there?
Yeah, honestly, I'm excited to see the wide receivers, of course. Malik Washington, Taj Washington getting out there into the fold. And not necessarily getting some chemistry with Tua, but just, I guess, gathering basic knowledge about the offense and what's expected of them. So I guess I'm excited to see those guys and the UDFA offensive lineman we brought in, see if there's anything there or whether we need to go back to the well as far as free agency to fill that void, or if maybe one of those guys can step up and do it. But that's what I'll be looking for mainly. Jalen Wright, of course, too, the running back. I know a lot of people are excited to see him out there running around.
Yeah, that's the guy who I want to kind of see out there. I really am interested to see how quickly he can adapt to the offense and be an impact player immediately. A second guy I can't wait to see is Mohamed Kamara. I really like that pick. He gives me that Cam Wake sense, that underdog that people kind of – put to the wayside, but he's going to prove himself. So I can't wait to see what he brings to the table, the effort, the grittiness, you know. So I'm excited. Football's back. Let's go.
Well, what I would say is I'm interested to see what my guy Chop does. I'm interested to see what he looks like out the gate. He's going to be thrown in the line of fire off into the deep end. So I'm interested to see what he does. I'm also interested to see specifically what the linebacker core looks like, specifically going up against this running back room, because this running back room is the best, most complete room on the team. So I feel like that's going to pose complications for the defense, specifically that linebacking core. And I mean, can these guys arise to the occasion, especially with the added pass rushes that you're going to get with Kamara, and specifically, you know, this is me casting my wide net. the two Washington guys, you know, being some high flyers on special teams. So, man, it's a lot I want to get to, man, and we'll get to it.
All right, but I'm looking for the pressure Paul and see if he has any packages going into the season and see what his growth looks like this season.
Patrick Paul is a rookie that a lot of people, I'm sure, are going to be looking forward to what he looks like out there. I know it's probably not going to be any heavy contact, but I'm sure people are going to be watching his every move, him and Chop Robinson, all the offseason, because there was a lot of, I guess, questions surrounding their ability to be impact players out of the gate. So I'm sure everyone throughout the course of this offseason, all Dolphin fans will be keeping close tabs on Chop and Patrick Paul.
Yeah, man, it's all about technique and understanding the playbook. That's just the main focus. So I'm excited for the little highlights that the Dolphins are going to bring to show those guys putting in the work, that effort that we all love to see. Yeah, man, I think I know people say they're not going to be contributors, but they might contribute more often than they think. I feel like I just have this really good feeling that they're going to get the experience they need for us to move forward.
And you know, another guy I'm excited about, though, Grayson Murphy, the other defensive end that we brought in.
Yeah.
I know he wasn't drafted, but I think he's talented, a really talented guy. I think that was overlooked in this draft process. He's going to come in with a chip on his shoulder. And he may look to try to outperform the guys that were drafted. You know what I mean? He's going to try to come in and earn his spot on the team. And I like that, because that might force Chop and Mohamed Kamara to come with it even more. You know what I mean? To raise their level of intensity. And, that competition is going to breed a successful room, a defensive end rotation that we can rely on until Chubb and Jalen Phillips are full go.
Well, what do you think about Matt Jones, the guard center?
Yeah, I was intrigued by him and also the offensive line from UTEP that we brought in as well. I think both of them have guard center versatility. So I'm curious to see, again, if they'll be able to be enough, or will we need to go out and get a Greg Van Roten or a Phil Haynes or, you know, a Dalton Risner or whatever the case may be to go ahead and step up, or if these UDFAs can be that for us, because I know a lot of people are looking to solidify the interior of that offensive line.